Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been on a subject we're calling The Lord My Healer for the past few weeks. And our main text has been Exodus 15, 26. The latter part of it says, "For I am the Lord that healeth thee." Anybody like that?
Yes.
I am the Lord that healeth, we'd say today, heals you. And this is, if you look up the words, this is one of those great redemptive names. It's Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah is the self-existent one. He's not dependent on anybody for his existence. He's the creator. And he is the I am. That's also another way of saying he is the self-existent one, the I am. And you might say, he am what? He am too much to say in one sentence. So I am covers it. But he is the I am that always exist, who was and is to come, and who never changes.
Amen.
He is the I am who heals you.
Amen.
The Almighty, never changing God who heals you.
Amen.
Somebody said out loud, he is,
the
Lord,
that heals me.
Can he do it? Has he done it?
Yes.
Does he do it?
Yes.
Will he do it?
Yes.
For who?
Me.
I'm the Lord that heals you. I'm the Lord that heals you. Now, one thing that we've seen in previous studies, and if you want the previous, it's easy to get. Go online, download it, won't cost you anything. If you're in the building, you can get a CD or DVD, won't cost you anything. In Psalm 103, we saw. Psalm 103:1. You just stay there, and James, we're working our way there. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Plural. To hear some folks talk, you'd think there was just one big benefit of being a Christian, being saved, and that you don't go to hell, you go to heaven when you die. And if that's the only one you had, it'd be worth it, right? But there are benefits.
Yes.
Plural. He is the God who saves, but he's also the God who heals.
Yes.
And protects.
Yes.
And provides.
Yes.
And delivers.
Yes.
And the list goes on.
Yes.
In fact, in Jeremiah 17:14, don't turn there, but he said, "Heal me and I'll be healed. Save me and I'll be saved." Is there not only salvation but also healing?
Yes.
Not only the new birth but also healing of the physical body. There is. God has done that. He does do that. He always will do that. He is the I am who heals you. And back in Psalm 103, he begins to list these benefits. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Benefit number one, he what? Forgives all your iniquities. Now, if you just stopped right there, you'd search high and low to find any church in America or in Europe or in Africa or South America or anywhere in the world that would argue with you about this. If you say he forgives all your iniquities, churches in Alaska and the Arctic would say, yes. Churches in South America would say, yes. European churches would say, yes. Asian churches would say, yes. Churches in Georgia and Tennessee, right in New York, Pennsylvania, Montana, they would all say, yes, yes, a resounding, unified, unanimous chorus of yes. But you just go to part B of the same verse and you say, who heals all? And you start hearing the breaks. Well, you just never know. You know, now healing's different. Different from forgiveness. Yeah. I mean, forgiveness is for everybody. But healing, sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says, wait a while. Really? Now, why am I saying this? Because you and I are in the minority of churches that just accept this and say, yep, he will heal all your diseases exactly like he will forgive all your iniquities. Most churches don't believe this. Most seminaries don't teach this. Most preachers don't preach this. I'm glad to be on this side. How about you? I'm glad to be on this side. Said out loud, he forgives
all
my iniquities.
And
he heals
all
my diseases. It's Bible. It's Bible. In the ministry of Jesus, we looked at this last Sunday about how he was moved with compassion toward people and healed their sick multitudes. People have told us, no, now Jesus, he was displaying his power. He was proving that he was the Son of God by healing people. You don't have to heal everybody to prove you got power. Right? You take the hardest cases in the most visible situations and you make a demonstration out of that. I mean, he's healing people inside where nobody can see it. He's healing people and telling them, don't tell anybody. Now, how does that work toward proving everybody you're the Son of God? Right? And here's what's even more challenging to that idea. In his own hometown, he was not able.
That's right.
I'm quoting scripture. We're going to look at it later, I think. Not able to heal people. In your own hometown is a perfect place to demonstrate. They're saying, who does he think he is? This is Joseph and Mary's boy standing up saying he's anointed. Who does he think he is? This is the perfect place to go. You want me to prove to you who I am? All right, let's have it. Bring me the hardest cases you've got and I will show you that I'm not just a man. He didn't do it. I said he didn't do it. The Bible said he couldn't. I'm quoting scripture. Mark 6:5 said he couldn't do it. No. These ideas that people have come up with are unscriptural. They're contrary to scriptures. Look with me in James now. There were multitudes of people, as we said, in Jesus' ministry that were healed. There was never a one in all of the scores of thousands that got healed in his meetings and ministry. There was not even a one that it wasn't his will to heal. Not a one. In order for something to be scriptural, you know what you need for it?
Scriptures.
And you need to be able to show, you know, at least one place where Jesus said, I'm sorry. I know all these other people got healed and it looked so good and fun, but not for you today. God has put this on you to teach you something, and He's working something. If God made these people sick, then Jesus is opposing the Father in getting them healed. But the Scripture rather said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Amen. Calling all of that sickness and disease satanic oppression. Amen. If sickness and disease was satanic oppression then, when did it change? What is it now? Sickness and disease is not a blessing in disguise. It is satanic oppression. It steals, it kills, it destroys. It's something for you to resist. Don't accept it. Don't receive it. Resist it. And believe that just like it's God's will for all your iniquities to be forgiven, it's God's will for all your sicknesses to be healed. And so, well, everybody's not healed. Well, everybody's not saved either. What does that prove? It just proved for whatever reason they didn't receive. And you and I have come short on receiving things before, but that doesn't change the will of God. Doesn't change the provision of God. And if we didn't receive, don't quit. Build your faith up, get stirred up, and receive it this time. Get back up to bat. James 2, I believe it is. James 2, there is a phrase that is used much in many circles in church. God is able. God is able. I've seen Pentecostal churches sing and holler, and preachers holler about God is able till people were half climbing the wall and falling over themselves. God is able. And I mean yell and sing and hoop and holler. God is able. Somebody say, what's wrong with that? It does not produce faith to receive. It's a subtle deception. It sounds like you've got all this faith in God, and the truth is you have no faith to receive. I'm pausing for effect. Let it sink in, because I know we just poked a holy cow right there. Right? Did you hear? Moo! Did you? Well, we're not just going to poke her. We're going to take her out.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me